أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
بس نعطي المنبر لشبابنا، بحس عم نعطي المنبر للمستقبل. هن ولاد الحلم وهن ولاد بكرة، هن قادة المستقبل، ويلي اليوم عم ينخرطوا بالحياة السياسية والاجتماعية والتغيير من باب العريض.
بالفعل في مبادرة تفعيل دور الشباب العربي الأسترالي والاستماع مباشرة لهم وتجاربهم ووجهات نظرهم وشغفهم، وكجزء من استراتيجية تهدف للتواصل الهادف مع الشباب وتسليط الضوء على أصواتهم، يطلق المجلس العربي لأستراليا ندوة الثالثة لهذه السنة والأولى عن الشباب، ومعهم مباشرة ليكونوا هم الصوت، صوت الجالية الذي نفخر.
صحيح سناء، هن الصوت وهن الصورة وهن الحلم. كيف يبني الشباب العربي الأسترالي اليوم عالمهم المثالي على أرض الواقع؟ كيف بيحدد أولوياته؟ هل عم بيعيش أزمة هوية وانتماء؟ كيف عم يقدر يرسم طريقه الخاص يلي ما بتشبه حدا ولو هو امتداد ليلي قبله؟ ويمكن السؤال يلي ما كان فينا إلا ما أسأله، هل عالم اليوم خذل الشباب؟ هل نحن خذلنا شبيبتنا؟ هل العالم ما بقى بيشبه أحلام هالشباب؟ كتير بيسعدني اليوم أنه ينضم لقلنا مباشرة على الهواء صبية وشاب، هيك القلب بيكبر فيهم. أنهار كريم، أنهار هالصبية اللي حملت جذورة المصرية، عم ترسم دربة كمان بالحقوق والأعلام، وعم بتحط كتير جهود لتبني العدالة الاجتماعية.
أنهار هي الملهمة، تلهم التغيير من خلال سرد القصص، الدعوة المجتمعية، تخوض غمار عالم الحقوق والقانون من بابه العريض في جامعة غرب سيدني.
وأيضا وسام عبد الصمد، وسام ابن شوف ومن أصول لبنانية، اليوم كمان يدخل عالم التغيير عبر القانون بالتحديد، واليوم عنا كتير أسئلة نطرحون على وسام وعلى أنهار.
صباح النور وسام وأنهار.
صباحو، كيفكن؟
صباحو، ازاي؟ حلوة صباحو وسام،
حلوة بتجنن. ازايك يا أنهار؟
الحمد لله. Good morning.
Good morning. We're so delighted you're with us. We're really proud to have you with us today. بدنا نجرب نحكي عربي. I'm going to be addressing you in English just to facilitate the interview. Primarily, when I ask you about impact, what is impact to you, Wissam, and what is impact to you, Anhar?
تفضلي أنهار.
Thank you. So nice to be talking to you both this morning. Thank you so much. I think to me, I would just consider impact to be how you change the lives of other people and the people around you. And I think in my experience, really just like trying to do work with other young people and trying to help in terms of achieving justice or helping people who are disadvantaged, I think impact to me is often mutual. I feel like in spaces I've been, for example, advocacy spaces or committees, I often feel like I'm impacting others, but they also impact on me. So I think it's very much a kind of two-way street when it comes to the impact you have on other people, who I think they can inspire you and they can teach you a lot. And, you know, you can also maybe help them out in ways as well. So that's the way that I would see impact.
Wissam, what is impact to you? اليوم أنتوا بتكون تحكوا عن الإمباكت، عن تأثير. How do you define impact?
أنا يعني بالنسبة للشعب العرب يعني, because that is my passion. For me, impact يعني العرب مجموعين مع بعض بيحسسني كشاب إنه نحن في عالم أفضل. هاي السؤال وهاي الحديث العرب والإمباكت العرب. This is what really means the most to me. This is what impact is for me.
نعم، على فكرة حبيت صباحه وحابة أسمع كمان بعربي شوي وبالإنجليزي شوي. معلش أنا حقول السؤال بالعربي وبعدين أقول بالإنجليزي، بس بتمنى عليك يستحكيني بالعربي. أنا قديش بحب هيك اللهجة لما بتكون هيك مكسرة فيها شوي إنجليزي شوي عربي ولهجة حلوة.
You
كمان
can try.
بالنسبة لك يا أنهار، يا وسام، how do you define yourself of a dual identity, home and connection؟ Are you Lebanese or Australian? كتير بحب أعرف لو أنت بتشوف نفسك كلبناني أم كأسترالي أو بتحمل الجنسيتين سوا والهويتين سوا.
بس بدي أقول شيء.
قل لي.
أنا مش من فرنبرخ كمان من لبنان.
من فرنبرخ من لبنان أكيد يا وسام.
قد ما في بالعربيتي.
يلا
جن العربي بتاعك يلا. شو بنحس بنفسنا لبناني أو أسترالي؟ شو أكثر؟
أنا إحساسي ما بتفرق بين هون ولبنان، بس لأنه جو بيتي بأستراليا بحسسني بجو كأني بلبنان يعني. بس سبحان الله بس بيكون بلبنان بحس يعني بيتي. بس أنا ما بتفرق يعني بين أسترالي ولبناني، ما عندي كتير identity يعني بين هون وهونيك. بس بحس يعني بيتي بلبنان، بس كمان أستراليا عطيني كتير فرقاص يعني.
كتير حلو. نرجع لأنهار ونعرف منها. أنهار، do you feel more Egyptian or Australian?
That's a good question. I think I would say I feel both. I'd say I consider myself an Egyptian before an Australian. Just because I think even in Australia, kind of a lot of the practices that we have and the kind of community and connections and traditions we have are still associated with Egypt. And while I wish I could go back more, we go around 2 years every year to Egypt. I do feel a connection to Egypt. That's, you know, I feel like growing up in Australia, I do, you know, Australia home as well. I do feel, you know, like this is my home, and you know, I appreciate the opportunities and the life that I can. I see both of them.
You see both of them. And how do you were born in New Zealand, raised? You moved as well to Sydney. Have you ever experienced any identity crisis as you were growing up as an Egyptian Australian in Australia?
I think that's a tricky question. I personally haven't found it too difficult to kind of maintain those, like that dual identity of Egyptian and Australian. And I guess the reason is just growing up in, I like lived and went to school in Greenacre for a while, and then moved to Strathfield. It is like they're both very, very multicultural areas. And so I think at that point, it's difficult for me to feel like I'm, you know, lesser of an Australian or don't belong as much where, you know, most of my friends and most other people also have that dual identity. So I think increasingly, you know, I think being Australian isn't just, you know, a singular identity. And most people in Australia do have other, you know, cultural or racial identities. So I feel like that's something that I've been able to relate to other people with, and means that I don't really have to struggle in terms of that crisis.
وسام يا وسام، خلينا نبسط هالسؤال. لما بتروح على لبنان بيقولوا لك يا وسام الايدنتيتي بتاعك ترى انت أسترالي اكثر، او لما بترجع على أستراليا بيقول لك انت لبناني، انت بتحس انه في مشكلة في الايدنتيتي هون، او انت حاسس باي كرايسس صارت من هالموضوع؟
يعني انا بالنهاية خلقان هوني وربيان هوني بأستراليا. أنا فخور ومحظوظ إن لبنان إني لبناني وبنفس الوقت أسترالي. أسترالي عطيني كتير فرقاص يعني بتعليمي بشغلي بتساعدني بحياتي. بس أنا بحس بقلبي like إنه بنضم للمجتمع اللبناني.
هالانتماء، this connection to Lebanon, Wissam, although you were born and you were raised up in Australia. Let me go back to the legal world, to the law, to this world of change. Why did you both choose to be the change via choosing a pathway to a bigger cause at uni? Why did you choose law and legal studies and human rights, Wissam?
يعني أنا اختلط هالاختصاص لحتى لي مثل وبيكون المثل لكل العرب. بالعالم نحن اليوم القانون دولي أفصل العرب. وإذا الله بيريد إن شاء الله I can fix through صوتي. لكن نحن عم بيصير شو في فلسطين ولبنان وسوريا بالدول العربية. ما في قانون عم بيتنفذ للدافع على الشعب العرب. وأنا بدي يكون هالصوت.
بدك تكون
يعني
هالصوت.
بدك تدرس international law أليس كذلك؟
إيه إن شاء الله. إيه
إن شاء الله ونشوفك حلو. في الأمم المتحدة لما لا هيك، ونكون مبسوطين بيك ونقول ها We did an interview with Wissam Samad one day. طيب خلينا نشوف أنهار. أنهار, why have you chosen law?
I think I chose law for a similar reason to Wissam. I think there's lots of injustices internationally, obviously, with what we see in Palestine. But also, I think, in Australia as well, lots of injustices against Indigenous Australians, for example, and other people in Australia that the legal system discriminates against. And so I think the law is an important way to kind of address those injustices. But also, I'm combining law with media at the moment, and I think journalism is another really important way to not solve those injustices, but at least bring them to light, and I think kind of raise awareness about them. So I think both law and media are ways to kind of shine a light on issues and injustices we have domestically and internationally, and how we can kind of start to fix them. And I hope I can inshallah play some kind of role in that.
And thank you for being the change via voicing these injustices through media as well. I can't but ask you a question that is so dear to my heart. Has today's world failed you? Have we failed you, Anhar?
I think me personally, I feel alhamdulillah very supported. I think both kind of in terms of in my community, in my family, with the other people I meet, both, you know, older people that I can learn from and younger people that I can connect with, I do feel very supported, and I don't think I feel failed. But I do think the world has failed many people, and I think there's a lot of guilt that young people and young Arabs or people of color generally in Australia or migrants can feel, knowing that, you know, I think we have to experience a lot of opportunities mostly, but there are many people that, you know, the same cannot be said for. So I think particularly the world has definitely failed, you know, the people of Gaza, people in Sudan, people around the world who are being oppressed and who, you know, there's very little that we can, you know, we do try a lot, but really when governments aren't listening, it's very difficult for that to be fixed. And I do think the world is failing them, and there's really big moral injustices happening at the moment. But I do feel grateful, and I think we're immensely privileged, alhamdulillah, and we should use all of our kind of resources and opportunities to advocate for the people that the world has failed, where I think, you know, myself and other people should be very grateful for the privileges we have, alhamdulillah.
كثير حبيت أنه أولادنا وشبابنا موجودين هون في أستراليا وعيونهم على البلاد العربية, عيونهم على السياسة وشو بيصير في البلاد العربية وشو بيصير في غيرها. طبعا خلينا نحكي مع وسام. وسام, كيف السؤال سمعته من بيترا, خليني أترجمه أنا بالعربي لكل مستمع عربي. أكيد قلت شوي من اللي قالته أنهار, وقديش أنهار كل ساعة بتقول الحمد لله إيجابية in the same time, وفي نفس الوقت هي حاطة عينها على شو اللي بيصير في البلاد الثانية. بالنسبة لك أنت, شو اللي يصير, وهل أنت خذلك العالم؟
Has the world failed you, Wissam?
يعني, you know, going off what she said over, what she said just then, it's 100% correct. يعني بالنسبة لأنا وعايشة وخلقان في أستراليا, يمكن العالم it hasn't failed us. We have good opportunities بمدرسة بجامعة وبالشغل, بس يمكن هونيكي يعني بالفلسطين وسوريا واللبنان وإيفن الindigenous Australians or people in East Timor and people across the world, Sudan, like she mentioned, I think the youth has, I think the world has failed them. I think the world has failed to help them, and our world has failed to help them, the Western world. So, يعني بالنسبة لإلي, I don't think I've been failed, but youth, the العالم, هونيك, all those countries that don't have the same opportunity, yeah, I think the world has failed.
The world has failed them. Young sparks, big impact. What message will you carry to the Arabic-speaking community on this panel? And for those who want to join you, how can they register? How can they be there?
Okay, so in terms of how to be there, just follow Arab Council Australia on Instagram. There is a link there to register. So please tune in for us. Now, in terms of a message, I'm going to say it in Arabic.
Yalla.
So, يعني قوات العرب إن نكون مع بعض انتبه لبعض ومعنا إلنا غير بعضنا.
قوة العرب أن نكون مع بعض. صحيح؟
صحيح. وانتبه لبعضنا وما إلنا غير بعضنا.
ننتبه على بعضنا صحيح.
That's the message. That's the message I want to leave. لأنه نحن together we are a lot stronger than نحن apart.
يا
so
الله.
That's the message I want to leave.
Thank you, Issam.
What about you, Anhar? What's your message?
I completely agree with Issam's message. I think adding to that, I would just say my main message, especially to young Arab people looking to make an impact, is just that I think we all have different skills or abilities that we can draw upon to help make change. That might be things like, I don't know, sport or cooking or speaking or writing or any kind of skill we have. And I think using what Issam said, we should all come together. I think we have different specialties, but where we can all use them for the kind of same cause of helping other people and inspiring other people and ensuring that we can achieve justice. I think that's where our community, inshallah, can be the strongest.
Inshallah. فعلاً thank you so much أنهار ويسام. بدنا نشوفكم وين ما بدكم. In few years بدي أشوفكم في الأمم المتحدة, بدي أشوفكم في أحسن الأماكن.
وتابع نجاح
يعني أكيد. شو هالشباب, هذا الشباب يعني معلش أنا هستخدم كلمتك وباللبناني بيكبر
بتكبروا القلب
بالفعل.
أنهار كريم ويسام عبد الصمد من قلبي وقلب زميلتي سناء بنشكركم وشكراً للمجلس العربي أستراليا اللي رح يطلق هذا اللقاء الأول مع الشباب العربي ومش رح تكونوا لحالكم. مين رح يكون معكم؟
We have a lot of people, يعني a lot of youth around Sydney primarily. We have some also adults in there that have been involved in many non-governmental organizations to help Arab communities and upskill them. So it's going to be a very very good night. Inshallah, we see a lot of people there. I think it's going to very, very much motivate the youth. That's what the priority is, to motivate them to not fit into the Arab stereotype that's left here in Australia, but to go beyond that.
And be the change that we aspire. Anhar, Wissam, shukran, bitkabro al-alb. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Antum birifqat SBS Arabi.